702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
What's gone viral with Kabazela, indeed. A very good morning to you, Kabazela.
Good morning to you, Pele. You well?
I am indeed. I tell you who was well. That was this woman who ran a 5-minute mile.
Yes, so, I mean, to put it into perspective, so a mile is about, 1.6 kilometers. And if you've averagely fit or decently fit, you could probably do that in about 7 minutes, I would say, right? So this woman ran a mile in 5.25 minutes, which is quite bloody fast, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And what's the catch? She was 9 months pregnant.
Jeepers.
Just imagine that, right? So there's a video of her that's gone viral, and she's in her running shorts, and she's got a crop top, and her big belly is exposed. And there she is running around this athletics track, and her boyfriend is filming her and running and obviously, you know, watching her run around this track.
Yeah.
So she's 28 years old, and she's run pretty competitively since her high school days.
Yeah.
But still, to run a 5.25 minute mile at 9 months pregnant is a heck of a feat. I mean, for any pregnant woman, I'm sure just being pregnant is a difficult thing to go through for nine months, you know. But the question I want to ask this morning is, and I mean, I don't know the health dangers of doing certain things whilst you're pregnant, and especially that late into your pregnancy. The medical professionals will be able to give more on that. But what did you do, or what activities did you do late into your pregnancy? Maybe we can get some stories from the ladies who have gone through pregnancy. Did you do something right up until, you know, your ninth month?
Yeah.
Or did you sort of lean off? Did you go to the gym continuously? Or did you, you know, the various things, other activities? So let's hear stories this morning from pregnant ladies.
Activities you were doing before, perhaps, and you continue to do well into the late stages of being pregnant. We can hear your stories on that. And how challenging was it, right? How challenging is pregnancy in general? I mean, you and I, Kabazela, will never be pregnant. We can thank our lucky stars for that, right?
I mean, I just get a bloated stomach after a big meal, and I'm like, oh, I need to lie down and sleep. And imagine having a human in your belly.
Yeah. I mean, and let's put it out there in terms of just the things people thought they wouldn't be able to do, but found themselves still able to do, and surprise themselves and push themselves. Some calls, 011-883-0702. Now, I think I've seen this. This is from New Zealand, right? This interviewer, absolutely amazing, cutting through political BS, as they might say.
Yeah, exactly. So her name is Tova O'Brien, and she's an anchor on a TV program called News Hub. She's the political editor there. And she got in studio a guy by the name of Jamie Lee Ross. And he's a bit of a right-wing politician and to the New Zealand elections. He had a lot of sort of controversial stuff to say and whatnot, and a lot of fake news spreading and all that kind of thing. And there's a 4-minute interview that she does with him live in the studio. And yeah, people are absolutely loving the way she handled this guy. And also a lot of people saying that this kind of technique and the way she interviewed this person should be used in journalism school. And a lot of the time, you know, politicians come on and think they can just talk about things and belt out sort of fake news and information that, you know, from time to time and get away with it. And she was having none of it. So I'm going to play you a little extract of the interview she did, and later we'll post the full clip, which you can go and watch, which is 4 minutes long. But let's take a listen to her having a go and taking no BS from this guy.
You know exactly what you were doing. You were whipping up fear and hysteria among vulnerable communities.
Not at all. If you go and look at the mortality rate of COVID-19 compared to other flu epidemics,
I'm going
to
stop. No, I'm not. I don't want to hear any of that rubbish.
Not allow me to answer.
Well, if you're going to come on the show and say things which are just factually incorrect, I can do that actually.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, he is one of those peddlers of false information and fake news. He sort of comes out straight out of the Trump school, right, as far as COVID is concerned, mm-hmm. calling it just another little flu. And she wouldn't hear any of it. She didn't let him finish the sentence. She said, actually, I'm not going to give you the platform to spew your nonsense. It cost him greatly, yeah. of course, in the election. I think he's lost his seat, hasn't he?
He has indeed, yeah. And she even said to him at the end, that's the last time that she will ever invite him back onto the show. So she was brutal, but deservedly so.
All right, let's put it out there. What have you done late into your pregnancy? You never thought you would do it. You didn't think you had it in you, but you did it anyway, and you surprised yourself. We can take some inspiring and fun calls on that on 011-883-0702. That's what's gone viral with Kabazela.